From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Foreign investors are marginalizing the Caribbean and other developing countries. There's anxiety among Barbadian sugar workers and the local private sector over government plans for the sugar industry, and a suggestion that President Clinton drops the US embargo against Cuba as soon as possible. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean and other developing countries have been increasingly marginalized by foreign investors. As Mike Jarvis reports, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the trend could continue.
According to the OECD report, in the past 10 years, the flow of foreign investment to the developing world fell from 25% to 19%. The report also notes that this is happening at a time when dwindling access to bank lending is causing developing countries to increase their reliance on foreign investment. David Dodwell, the World Trade editor with Britain's Financial Times newspaper, has been reading the report. He says the picture for the Caribbean, though not dismal, isn't too promising either.
There are certainly justifiable fears there. They're probably more due to the danger of there being less cash available for foreign investment anyway because of the problems being faced by Germany and Japan, the main sources of foreign investment over the past decade. I think there will be many that argue that within the Western Hemisphere, the U.S. concern over the strategic importance of the Caribbean will make sure that matters do not get too difficult, but it's also clear that countries like Mexico or Chile or other liberalizing economies in Latin America are probably going to attract a lot of investment in the near future and possibly at the expense of the Caribbean.
The OECD report says the impetus for future foreign investment is likely to be a combination of factors. These include market integration, economic growth, and technical innovation. Mr. Dodwell says these could put the region at a disadvantage in comparison to its Latin American neighbors.
There are a number of disadvantages that Caribbean communities face that they can't get over. They're small islands, they're physically remote, the populations are small, and natural resources are limited. They don't have a large local market which would justify a big company coming in and investing in a large plant. So all of those factors are going to disadvantage Caribbean communities vis-a-vis a Latin American state. Not a lot that can be done about it. However, a lot of foreign investment is driven by the presence of skilled workforces or flexible workforces, and it may be here that a number of Caribbean communities can score an advantage over other competing countries.
David Dodwell also notes that political stability is another attribute the region could use to its advantage. According to the OECD report, the past 10 years saw Japan emerging as the world's leading foreign investor. It also notes that just 10 countries, led by China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Brazil, and Mexico, accounted for three-quarters of foreign investment.
With UN envoy Dante Caputo greeted by a hostile reception on his return to Haiti for more talks with the de facto government, one expert on Haiti feels the question of possible military intervention is creeping back onto the agenda. On his arrival yesterday, Mr. Caputo was booed by anti-Aristide demonstrators and had to make his way to his hotel by back streets. Now Robert Rotberg, president of Lafayette College in America and one of the observers at the 1990 elections in Haiti, says a Somalian-type operation is becoming likely. Given the current standoff between the military-backed government and Mr. Caputo, I asked him how imminent military action was.
Military action is not imminent, but the patience in the United States, the OAS and the United Nations is rapidly running out. So given some outrage in Haiti, and the junta is perfectly capable of such an outrage, there could be a trigger which would set off an interventionist phase in the United States and at the United Nations.
Well, the demonstrations against Dante Caputo seem to indicate that those who are against President Aristide's return are becoming more resistant to outside pressures. Despite this, do you see any signs of improvement in Haiti?
Well, the pressure against Mr. Caputo is something that has ebbed and flowed. It obviously, the business interests and the junta have managed to arouse some protest against his visit. I would say that we're just as far from a good agreement or a good understanding as ever.
You also said that the U.S. needs to help Haitians reclaim their country and their economy from those now in power. Are you suggesting a sort of Somalia-type intervention?
That could be a possibility, and not so far down the road, given the fact that the world has accepted Somali-type interventions, given the fact that hundreds of thousands of Haitians are poised to flee Haiti, and given the fact that the embargo has not